mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Day of the first week of 2005. Before we know it, it'll be the last Friday of 2005, period, the way that time just slips through our fingers like sands through the hourglass. Before we know it, our lives will be over. Not a very positive-sounding thing on the surface, but that's just the facts of life. And people in the past, especially in what you would call Western civilization, realized that and had a debt to pay to those that came before them that sacrificed for freedom, stood up for creativity and humanity. And at the same time, they thought it was even more important what was coming for their children and their children and their children and their great-great-great-grandchildren. But we are the society of instant gratification. Everything is in the here and now. The general public has no concept of themselves being part of the larger fabric of human history. And when you don't care about anybody but yourself, when you are afraid of what your neighbors will think of you or what they'll think of you at church if you speak out against corruption, much less if you're afraid of the stormtroopers coming and getting you, you have ensured that the stormtroopers will come and get you. Paraphrasing the Bible, those that try to save their lives will lose them. Those that try to lay down their lives for their fellow man will gain their lives. And of course, that's a multifaceted, multivariate meaning, has really three or four different meanings, as all of the beautiful texts in the Bible does. I'm not going to get into preaching here, but it's talking about literally laying your life down and how that empowers life itself and creates a better climate and how God also smiles on that and gives you eternal life. But also, in many cases, being willing to lay down your life, being willing to stand up, ensures your life, actually is the best course. This stagnant inaction, this jellyfish society, spineless society, is an untold threat to humanity. Some of us have an instinctive need to defend life. Some people love death, and the forces of death have been growing more powerful in recent years. But as I say, for every action, there is an equal or greater reaction. And to be clear, I'm not saying I coined that. It's just a science term. But as I say that quite often, what I was doing was apologizing for saying that so often, but it's true. Okay, as usual, masses of important news. People aren't taking the flu vaccine, despite the fact that they tried to create a fad-driven system like they do every year. There's not enough of it. People are lining up to get it. They're begging for it. And after a few lines formed of useful idiots, more and more people, though, about half the number that took it last year, just said, something's weird about this. And they actually read the back of the paper that told them why there was not enough flu vaccine, because it was contaminated. And they said, you know, I don't think I'll be taking it. Wow, what an original idea. It's contaminated, I don't think I'll take it. And a bunch on Alberto, I'm above the law, torture's good, I'm evil, Gonzalez. It's all coming up after this quick break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with us.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I was looking at the headlines this morning and watching the news last night. Gonzalez does pretty well for himself, stands up pretty good, defends himself. Yeah, Gonzalez appears close to approval. Nominee faces tough questions from senators, but no serious hurdles. You know, I didn't watch hours and hours of it yesterday. I watched about 30 minutes, watched some of the lowlights of it on the news. You're welcome to call in and talk about it if you saw the hearings or read the different quotes and comments. And then now even more is coming out in testimony. This guy didn't just write the memo saying Bush is above the law, above federal and international law, and we're allowed to torture. He didn't just go to federal courts and defend it with his recommendations. His White House counsel is one of the chief lawyers for President Bush, now soon to be our new Attorney General. Oh, no. That's not the tip of the iceberg. Now it's coming out that he specifically sat around in a macabre fashion talking about torture, threatening to blow people's heads off, threatening to bury people alive, starting to bury them, making them think they're drowning, dunking people in water. Just just classic copper green type stuff. CIA training manual on this. It's public. I mean, imagine your attorney general, the guy that's going to be your attorney general, it looks like, sitting around discussing torture in the Oval Office. And they were all over the news years ago saying torture's good. We need to go along with torture. It's an American virtue. Hundreds of editorials. And then we see the images of torture, the ones the government released, thousands of photos and videos that Congress was allowed to see that the public wasn't, including raping women, beating people to death, abusing families' children in front of them. And the Army's own report, 75% to 90% of those taken to the different camps, the 32 camps, didn't have their papers in order at checkpoints and were whole families. Whole families. Now, if you're doubting this, in early 2002, it's now 2005, hard to believe, but over 3 years ago, the Washington Post, and I have this in two of my films, this article, interviewed the section chief of the CIA over the Middle East, and he said, we take people to third-party countries like Jordan and Egypt, and we have our own prisons, our own sections, and we torture them, it said torture, and we even bring their children there to pressure them in front of their parents, whatever that means. Children! And listen, Ann Coulter just came out and made jokes about killing everybody, you know, killing masses of people. I mean, I listen to these people on the radio, and it's just kill everyone, kill, kill, kill. They're subhuman. Kill all the Arabs. Kill them, kill them, kill them. There's got to be, what, 50 million Arab Christians in the Middle East alone? Many of them are at or were pro-West till they saw all this. Kill everyone? I mean, I just get so sick of hearing that. Kill everyone? And these are all soft, well taken care of, you know, living in their New York high-rises, neocons, and a lot of liberals, you know, Professor Alan Dershowitz. There's scores of them. The Liebermans of the world, there's just masses of them, Democrats as well. And they just sit up there saying kill, torture, murder. You know, it's a good thing. I thought we were going there for weapons of mass destruction. I thought it was to liberate them, that they loved us, and that we were just going to be out of there in just 1 or 2 months. Now, they're re-upping the troops. They're saying now, Rumsfeld yesterday, this is public, that they may not just keep National Guardsmen for 24-month tours of duty in country. They may extend it to 3 or 4 years. And the National Guardsmen go and sue after a year of being in Iraq and say, look, I never signed up for this. I've already served a year. I mean, even in Vietnam and World War II, in Korea, you just served a year. Because the human body, the human mind, more importantly, cannot, most people, it ruins them. It burns them out. The stress of it, of continual combat, continual patrols, continual 4 days a week kicking down doors and doing SWAT team raids. I'd like to hear from SWAT team people around the country. Can you imagine doing, on average, 15 raids a day, 4 days a week for a year? What would that do to you? I mean, how stressful is a raid maybe twice a day for you, 3 days a week? It's crazy. This is the most stressful type of warfare, urban warfare, guerrilla warfare, guerrilla suppression, seek and destroy, and they're going to take people who signed up to defend the country domestically. They told them, oh, you're going to stay here. And now 2 years isn't enough. No. 2 years. No, it may be 3 or 4. And the Pentagon's doing this giant review. They've sent this 4-star retired general over there. They need a draft, ladies and gentlemen, and they already have one. Military men and women who have served decades, who have cancer, they are re-upping people who've been out of the military for 10 years who have cancer. Just type in veteran with cancer ordered to Iraq. I mean, it's just, I see these every few weeks. I mean, it's crazy. They are scraping the bottom of the barrel. They're maxed out. Iraq is descending into chaos. Secretary of the Army White, no angel, an Enron scammer, told Bush, look, my generals say 400,000 troops, period. And he said, I'm not going to sign on to something that's going to get a bunch of our troops killed. Look, we just got to have more troops. Shut up, resign. Yes, sir, I resign. But it doesn't matter to the neocons sitting there in their radio studios and writing their columns. None of them ever been in combat. They just sit there going, kill them, kill them, send the troops in. Oh, the liberals say our troops can't handle it. The liberals, you're a liberal if you say that the troops are being abused. You're a liberal if you say depleted uranium's hurting them. Oh, no, the liberals voted for this war in as great a numbers as Republicans did. They all love it. So see, on every case, whether it's the Patriot Act 2 or the National ID Card or Gonzales, they go, don't let the liberals win. We've got to be for Patriot Act 2. We've got to be for Gonzales as Attorney General. We've got to be for all of this so the liberals win. Folks, more Republicans are voting against Patriot Act 2 and National ID Card and saying they're going to vote against Gonzales than Democrats. The Democrats are getting what they want. Big government, loss of freedom, national ID cards, everything we always wanted. This partisanship is just meant to distract you. So we're going to get more into Gonzales. Just unbelievable. This guy's a member of Mecha, La Reconquista, basically Hispanic clan group. He's for not telling parents when children have abortions, down to age 12. In some cases, they were saying younger. He's for gun control, I mean draconian gun control. He was an Enron lawyer. It goes on and 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 on. And this is going to be your attorney general. I mean, they're saying it's a done deal. A done deal. So we'll go over some of the serious issues concerning Lord Gonzales. And he's par for the course there in the White House. He believes that the president is above the law. What did Bush say? If this was a dictatorship, things would be a heck of a lot easier. So long as I'm the dictator. You like that, huh? That's freedom, folks. That's freedom. Social Security Administration utilizes RFID tags. Wait to hear about this. A little bit more on the tragic tsunamis. It's all coming up. Your calls. Wide open phones. Open line Friday. No guest today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back after this quick break. Infowars.com is the website.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
All right, this is the New York Observer. Ann Coulter calls for North Korea to be nuked for fun. Attack tsunami victims. And this is what I've been hearing on talk radio. Hating them, making fun of them. Ha ha ha, the Muslims are dying. Let's not give them anything. Literally, I've been on talk shows where they're saying this as a guest in the last few weeks. Folks, it's getting sicker and sicker. I just ultra decadent. And this article describes her with these diamonds all over at this restaurant meeting with a reporter for an interview. And she's going, oh, I love it. Liberals are so afraid. Let's nuke everyone. Oh, death. I mean, wait till I read this. I mean, folks, you want to know what elitism is and people going crazy. When I had her on a few years ago, I ought to re-air that interview. When I had her on, I'm like, Well, Section 802 of the Patriot Act affects all citizens. And she goes, whatever, that's a lie. And I go, well, what about Section 802? Let me read it to you. And she goes, look, I haven't read it. But I said, but you've written major chapters in one of your books about it. Whatever, I didn't come on to talk about this. You're a liberal. You're a liberal. Oh, yeah, I'm a liberal, lady. As much as I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Mars, as much as I'm Nebuchadnezzar's uncle, man, you make me sick, you people. Poor, pathetic conservatives, the general public. You thought you'd won. You thought you'd beat the liberals. You didn't know. They suited up in your outfits, and they fooled you with rhetoric, and they took over. Fools! We're losing everything! We're losing this country! And I've got former friends, I'll call them, these neocon followers, who laugh at me. And they don't care if everybody Bush appoints is pro-abortion or anti-gun or anti-border. They'll laugh at you! Let's play this clip off Lair NewsHour to analyze it, introducing Gonzalez. This was last night. Here it is.
Ray Suarez takes it from there. Joining us with more on Alberto Gonzalez's nomination as Attorney General, Bradford Berenson served in the White House counsel's office with Judge Gonzalez during President Bush's first term. He's now in private practice in Washington. And Elisa Massimino is the Washington Director of Human Rights First, formerly known as the Lawyers Committee for Human Rights. And Elisa Massimino, you heard the Attorney General designate question very closely on the administration's policies on torture. Did you find his answers sufficient?
Well, he said a lot of good things, Ray, but it's what he didn't say that I found so striking. He was asked numerous times what his own views were about the original so-called torture memo, and he evaded those questions, said he didn't recall, even when Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said, I think that memo was wrong in its entirety and completely wrong in its approach. Don't you, Mr. Gonzalez? He refused to answer that question. Likewise, on the question of the so-called commander-in-chief exception to the Constitution that was in the Biden memo, he was asked numerous times to step back from that, to reject that on his personal, in terms of his personal views, and he failed to do it. In fact, he intimated that he believed that the president did have the power to overrule laws passed by Congress. Now, I learned that in my civics class in high school back in Texas, that in this country, the president can't just ignore laws that are passed by Congress. Any law student can tell you that. And his unwillingness to say that unequivocally was really troubling.
Bradford Berenson, what about the points that Elisa Massimino raised?
Well, let me take them in reverse order. All Judge Gonzalez really said about executive power is that the president has the ability, in the case of a statute or law passed by Congress that is unconstitutional, not to follow it. He clearly conceded that any statute
that's constitutional
has to be followed.
And it goes on for 10 minutes. Folks, this is basically what, I mean, this is one of the best newscasts out there. The others were just lavishly worshiping, and the ones I saw, the few I tuned into view. It's unconstitutional, so the president overrides it. Oh, laws against torture are unconstitutional, so we override those laws against torture. And then, well, yes, he did write the memos and use them in court saying that we're above the law, federal law. And the president basically is absolute vicar, absolute ruler, absolute king, everything flows from him. I mean, that's what they said. Torture is unconstitutional. Very, very simple. But they're Al-Qaeda. They attacked us. No, Al-Qaeda works for the globalists. Al-Qaeda was flown out to safety from this country, from Afghanistan, and everywhere else. And wake up to that, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back, start going to your calls, and jump into this news. And culture. Nuking people is fun. We'll talk about that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet to explain the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Joan and Regina and Harry and Patrick and Veronica, your calls are all coming up here in about 4 minutes. Then I'm going to plunge into all the other incredible news today. But right now, I haven't had her up in a few weeks. We're honored to have her. She's Debbie Morrow, and she's the great lady you'll talk to when you call New Millennium Concepts, the maker of the Berkey Light with the new and improved Black Berkey elements made right here in America. They also carry the wonderful British Berkey. They're the big national distributor for that and our biggest sponsor now for about 3-4 years. Debbie, great to have you on with us today.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How was your holidays?
Well, it was wonderful. I had a new granddaughter born on the 28th.
Congratulations.
Thank you so very much.
That's quite a Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah, and she's gorgeous. 10 pounds, 3 ounces.
Wow.
I know it. She's so beautiful.
My son was a big one.
Yeah. All my kids, all my grandkids, they're big and healthy because they drink Berkey water.
Listen, there have been scores of articles about contaminated water just the last 2 weeks. I don't have words to describe how dumb people are if they continue to drink tap water, Debbie. Plus, it tastes so much better. What's the difference between the Berkey systems and something that costs almost as much or more that you buy at the hardware store or the grocery store?
Well, our Berkey The Berkey Lights, our new Berkeys that are made in America, have the black Berkey purification elements in it. And they're a gravity filter. First of all, they don't take any pressure. You don't hook it up to your refrigerator. You don't hook it up to your sink. You actually have water anytime, anywhere, because it is gravity. You just fill it up, and the water goes through the filter. So it works all the time. You're not reliant on things around you. But the new black Berkey purification elements set a new standard in the water filter industry because they take out the pathogenic bacteria, the chemicals, the VOCs, chlorine, MTBE, they take it to a non-detectable level instead of 99.9%.
Which now, by that, the scientists that tested it at the University down in Louisiana, when they look at it with an electron microscope, they pour contaminated water into a test unit, they take it out, they put it in a Petri dish for a week, nothing grew. But scientists don't say there's nothing in it. They say we can detect nothing. No other gravity filter does this. The only thing that can do this is reverse osmosis for distilled water, but then that cuts out the minerals that your body needs.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And it's real interesting that you say that because, you know, my husband works for the phone company, and he's been in training this week learning how to fix the machine. And this machine that they use, they can only use tap water in it. And the teacher said, never use distilled water. And my husband, he's inquisitive, and he said, well, why is that? And she said that it will break down the parts of the machine if you use distilled water. And when he came home and told me about it, I explained to him, that's exactly what distilled water does to your body. And that's why we do not drink distilled water on a long-term basis. Sometimes a doctor might recommend a little distilled water if you're trying to get rid of something from your system. But distilled water will act as a solvent, and it will actually deplete your body of the beneficial minerals it has. It's the number one cause of osteoporosis in women.
Debbie, tell folks about some of the specials and some of the deals that are being offered here in the new year and how they call you.
Okay. Well, you can call me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438, and you can go to our website at www.berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BerkeyWater.com. We are extending the Christmas specials right now. We've had such a good response to it, which is, of course, you get the Berkey Light without the lights for $199, and you get one free gift, or the Berkey Light with the lights for $259. And you get two free gifts. If you get multiple orders, like let's say you want to order one for yourself and one for your aunt or your cousin or somebody, and we ship them to the same location, we will only charge one shipping, and also you get extra free gifts.
Now, again, the free gifts are VHS, DVD, sheltering in place, how to really make your house safe from chemical or biological attacks, you know, if it was ever to happen by a U.S. government specialist, or the Prudent Places CD with just 500 full-color maps, demographics, weather patterns, just an incredible thing to have. Sports bottles that make the water safe to drink. They don't cut everything out, but it does 630-something refills off tap water, 130-something refills off of scum water out of a pond or lake. A great emergency thing to have. My friends that I've given to them as gifts, take them to the gym or work. You just put the tap water right in there, and then it cuts out most of the garbage. Obviously not as good as the big units. You've got deals where you get five of those for $100 or $99. These things usually cost $35 at a camping supply store. You've got that deal. People can also buy Sheltering in Place, the DVD or VHS, or the Prudent Places CD, or the water sport bottles by themselves individually. You want to call and get those as well. Give Debbie a call right now. Stop procrastinating here in the new year. 1-888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of those specials, or on the website, BerkeyWater.com, in the comment section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special and what free gifts you want. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex, and have a happy new year. And also, if they get the recording, please leave your number twice real clearly, and I will get back them, okay?
You're awesome, Debbie, and congratulations on the new grandchild.
Thank you very much.
You better take care.
Take care.
Let's go ahead and take a call. Thanks for holding. Joan in Florida. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Happy New Year, Alex.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, the one clip that you played talked about Lindsey Graham. He did do a much better examination of Gonzalez than any of the others, and I had written it down. I was taking some notes as I was watching. But there's also another gentleman that was on a panel. It's Admiral John Hudson, H-U-T-S-O-N.
Yeah, we had him on the show 2 weeks ago.
Did you? Yeah, I was going to suggest maybe have him again because he was excellent.
He's a conservative. He was the head of the Navy's Judge Advocate General system. He was the Judge Advocate General of the Navy and Marine Corps. He says it's total tyranny, totally un-American, total police state. This is dictatorship. When you say the president is above federal law, folks, you're in trouble. I mean, if that was the case, Nixon wouldn't have gotten in trouble.
Exactly. Well, here's something else I'd like to run past you.
I mean, I got to stop you since you brought that up. You know, Bill Clinton wouldn't have gotten in trouble for lying if he was above the law. They are not above the law. Go ahead.
Okay. This morning I saw the flag flying at half-mast, and I had not caught up with the fact that the president had a declaration to fly the flag at half-mast for all the lost lives in South Asia over this tsunami.
You know, our flags fly at half-mast more than they fly at full-mast.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but they're like always at half-mast now.
Well, my suggestion was, I thought about it this morning, because we lost 7 more soldiers, 2 Marines yesterday.
Yeah.
9, total of 9. And I already called Mike Bilirakis, my congressman, and I also called Ron Paul's office, and I also called Cynthia McKinney's office.
You know what the average is now? It's like 5 a day.
Yeah, and what my suggestion is that the Congress requests that we fly the flag at half-mast either until they come home or, if they don't want to be that drastic, at the first week of every month for the week in respect for the loss of our men in Afghanistan. And
well, here's the problem. And, you know, in the past, they only flew the flag at half-mast for just very rarely. And I think, obviously, something like, what is it now? You know, 200, 300, they don't even know, 1,000 dead people.
Right.
I mean, I can see flying it for that. But, man, they're flying it at half-mast so much, it's at half-mast about half the time.
Well,
the flag's not supposed to fly at half-mast half the time.
Right. Well, I understand that. But since they want us, quote-unquote, not to forget 9/11, and since we are doing this, you know, to provide freedom and liberty for Afghanistan and our people are dying for it. I think out of respect to them and all those that come home and die after they get home, like that young man the other day, he had his father on, and they have that fund at the Bank of America for his 3 children. Well, shouldn't we have the public, when they go out shopping, see the flag flying half-mast once a month?
I hear you. Listen, thanks for the call, Joan. I appreciate it. Regina in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Regina.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I just want to say, keep in mind, I mean, my opinion, Ann Coulter is getting richer by our demise. And, you know, she doesn't have to, if she's a lawyer, as I understand, she doesn't have to come before.
Ann Coulter is a pig demon.
Right. And she is just selling a book, and she doesn't have to have anything right. And so, I mean, why wouldn't she be in her glory and wearing jewels? You know, come on, Alex. You know, she's loving it.
Well, my point is there's nothing wrong with making money and having jewels dangling from you, but don't sit around and, you know, nuking countries is a serious issue. You don't laugh about it. But Richard Pearl, about a year ago, at a big press dinner, was walking around showing off to women, and this was in the mainstream news, going, I'm powerful. I planned the attack on North Korea. We'll soon be nuking them. What do you think of my, I mean, literally going, what do you think of my power?
Right.
I mean, these people are out of control.
They are.
And they're just dripping with a bloodthirstiness, and it illustrates how none of them have been in combat. You know, they laugh about depleted uranium. I've heard them. They laugh about, you know, you're a liberal if you support the troops by getting them out of Iraq. And then this new article I've got, Regina, it just illustrates it so well.
Well, you know, I agree. I'm just saying that, you know, it reminds me of last week sometime there was a show on China. And I may have told you this before, but it was about what's happening in China, capitalism and nationalism. So, you know, that is what Coulter is, okay? So I'm not going to look to her to save me. She wouldn't even, you know, look at the Patriot Act. I just wondered, who the Republicans are, because I did watch some of the beginning of that hearing. You said maybe there's some Republicans that are against maybe Gonzalez's nomination.
I'm talking about they've been out criticizing him in the press.
Okay.
I'm not talking about people on the committee.
Okay, if you can give us some names, because I'd like to call them and encourage them, because I got, other than Lindsey Graham, which I did take some notes, off of what I saw there, Uniform Military Code of Justice, and when he brought that in as an opportunity to follow that rather than what Gonzalez followed, he basically was very, if you get to watch on cspan.org, he was very clear in what he was saying. He was questioning, but he's still looking for the answers beyond the time Gonzalez is going to be appointed, if you know what I'm saying, Alex.
No, I don't.
He isn't going to necessarily not vote for the man.
The whole thing's a whitewash. It's a soft soap. What I was bringing up is the neocons phrase it as the evil liberals don't want Gonzalez, when in truth the Democrats, most of them, are out there worshiping him.
Well, yesterday Feingold was going after him pretty good. And remember, Feingold didn't vote for the Patriot Act. And he questioned as to why Mr. Gonzalez, as counsel to President Bush, would be so anxious to just take judgment from the Justice Department, hand it to President Bush, and, you know, have no judgment in anything. I'm not accountable. I mean, it really scares me to see a man like this go in.
No, I hear you, Regina. I'm going to let you go. I got a bunch of other callers here and a ton of news I want to cover. Look, it's real simple. Presidents are not above the law. They're not allowed to commit murders. They're not allowed to snort cocaine. They're not allowed to steal. They're not allowed to engage in insider trading, but they do. They're not allowed to have communist generals in the White House and to pardon cocaine dealers, but they do. It's totally unethical. And Alberto Gonzalez is a monster. But it's birds of a feather fly together. Let me just read this New York Observer article. Ann Coulter calls for North Korea to be nuked for fun, attacks tsunami victims. This is from the New York Observer. I met Ann Coulter at an Italian restaurant on the Upper East Side. And it continues, she was glowing, stunning, radiant, better than ever. She was wearing a powder blue shirt, black pants, black boots, and a cross around her neck made of diamonds. I thought she was one of the ugliest women I've ever seen. I saw her in person. I hadn't seen her since the Republican convention. Since then, the president hadn't been decisively reelected. Her book, How to Talk to a Liberal, If You Must, hit the New York Times bestseller list, where it remains, and some dopes threw pies at her during a speech she was giving at the University of Arizona and missed. I sort of like liberals now, she said, taking a sip of white wine. They're kind of cute when they're shivering and afraid. They're so pathetic and sad, they can't come up with a fight. I mean, if the best you're going to give me to argue about is Rumsfeld's auto pen, talking about not actually signing, which is very disrespectful, the letters to the families that your son's dead. I'm rooting for the faction of the Democratic Party, like Nancy Pelosi quoted in yesterday's New York Times. I think this is the dominant faction taking the position that our ideas are fine. That's right. Class. Do not change anything about what we believe. We've just got to package the wine in new bottles. We need a new way of delivering our message. But the message is perfect. We just need to authorize RU486 at NASCAR or something. That'll do the trick. I think the trick is they need to obfuscate their message, she said. Democrats always have these open public discussions on how they can fake out the American people. So that's one wing. Let's not tell them what we believe. And the other wing is our message is perfect. Ha, ha, ha. So see, everything's like a joke, like it's a football game. Ooh, we're the Republicans. We're winning. I'm thinking about putting up a reward on my webpage
for any liberal who will mention either Afghanistan or the Kurds, he said. I think 85% of Iraq is free. It's beautiful. We have about 300 troops patrolling the entire Kurdish area. These poor beleaguered Kurds are free, are happy, are dancing in the streets, and liberals simply won't mention them. I certainly thought Afghanistan was going to be tougher nut to crack than Iraq. The Russians couldn't take Afghanistan. They've basically been at war for hundreds of years, even when nobody's there. They're at war with one another. We took Afghanistan in a month. And as you paid off Al-Qaeda, it was all staged. And now they've had elections and women vote. Sure they do. And they don't vote for some crazy lunatic mullahs. So that's a pretty good year. The Iraqi people didn't seem to have that great a Christmas. And it goes on. I want to read where she says, nuke North Korea. Ha ha ha, the tsunami victims. And it's just this giggling, mindless, gibbering. She's really stupid. I interviewed her. She was like the dumbest person I'd ever talked to. But again, she's junior high mentality for a dumbed down public.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up, but continuing with this Ann Coulter interview, I mean, it's a long one. Just going to read a few snippets here. That's a good question. He asked her, what would have to happen to make you say it was a bad idea to invade? That's a good question. It would be a mistake if we just futz around and the whole country became like one long Fallujah. I thought we were wasting way too much time on that. This is war. Let's go in and win. Just take the city. Oh, just take the city. I think if it got to the point where it was going on for 6-7 years and it was just Americans patrolling without killing anyone, I'm getting a little fed up with hearing about, oh, civilian casualties. I think we ought to nuke North Korea right now just to give the rest of the world a warning. Now, I could talk for hours about the insanity of the paragraph I just read. He's a 2-year-old. I bet if you took her out to a shooting range, she wouldn't know how to load a gun or shoot it. She says, I don't think we should be patrolling for 6 years. You know, I think without shooting people, you know, we just better nuke somebody to get some attention. Oh, that'll really make everybody love you. That'll really make everybody go along with the New World Order. Go ahead, try it. Nuke. Sure, globalists, just nuke somebody. Sure, that'll make everyone submit real fast. Yes, nuke North Korea? Right. And this is tied to my point that in Iraq, let the Marines do their job. There may be some civilian casualties. That's known as war. Americans can live with that. And when did we become the guardian of the world to prevent all civilian casualties ever? How about our civilians? So when do we become the guardian? We're there doing this. After we bomb North Korea, what's the next country we should invade? Iran, she exclaimed. Though that's the beauty part of Iraq. It may well be not necessary, because precisely what I'm saying about duking North Korea, despite that wonderful peace deal Madeleine Albright negotiated with North Korea 6 seconds before they feverishly began developing nuclear weapons, they're a major threat. I just think it would be fun to nuke them and to have it be a warning to the rest of the world. And then she goes into nuking Mecca, the Muslims, quote, are Bush's bitch. And again, I don't like to talk like that, folks, but this is your big glory hound, conservative that's going to save us all. Then she makes fun of the dead tsunami victims. Ha, ha, ha. I'll get to that later after some calls. Just ha, ha, ha. Just complete insanity, ladies and gentlemen. These people are out of their gourds. Why don't we send Miss Vampire? She looks like a vampire, folks. You ought to see her in person. I saw her up at the RNC. Really ugly, anorexic-looking, just radiating evil, walks like a slothly creature. Perhaps we should send Ann Coulter to war. Let her sit out there in the sand flies. Let her drink the contaminated Halliburton water. Let her eat the rotten meals. Let her breathe the DU. But that's not for Ann. She's a delusional fruitcake. Probably can't even change a tire. Who just sits around talking about war. Oh, just be more vicious. Just kill more of them. Oh, just don't be so nice. It'd be fun to start nuking people. Folks, if you want to fight the New World Order, get my videos. I've made 11 of them, and I'm still offering the deal. Over 70% off on some of my best titles. Go to InfoWars.com to learn details and to order via the secure online shopping cart. Look at all the titles and watch video clips, and then to order them or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Call. Ask about the different specials. Ask about the different titles. The 9/11 videos, all of it. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Order via the safe, secure online shopping carts. Or PrisonPlanet.tv. A lot of new videos going up on that site today. For members, we'll be back with the second hour.
Hello.